And welcome to the Tech Bane Podcast. I'm your host, Devin Santiago. This is the podcast where we take three stories that have been happening throughout the week in tech and I bring it to you so you can be informed. If this is your first time here, welcome. Please subscribe from whatever platform you're listening on if you haven't already. And if this is not your first time, thank you for joining me for another one to the show. And for our acquisition segment for today, we have Grubhub expected to reach a deal with company Just Eat Takeaway. Alex Sherman and Lauren Feiner from CNBC reports Grubhub will most likely be merging with JustTakeaway.com. The Netherlands-based company confirmed that they are talking to Grubhub about an all-share agreement. Sources say that Takeaway may be paying a small premium of $58 per share. The total will come out to approximately $7.3 billion. A few weeks prior, Uber and Grubhub were in talks of a merger, but Uber will most likely pull out because of the antitrust concerns. And with an update with that, yeah, they definitely already dropped that because of the antitrust concerns. And now to the stories. So story numero uno, we got Mark Zuckerberg responding to the upset Facebook employees. As we spoke about this in the last episode, a lot of Facebook employees decided to protest of the inaction to not do anything about President Trump's comments about the protest. Zuckerberg's explanation of this was, and I quote from the blog post addressing his employees, was Facebook ultimately decided to leave it up because the National Guard references meant we read it as a warning about the state action, and we think people need to know if the government is planning to deploy force, unquote. He said he would review existing policies about how they deal with the use of police or state force and how the company treats content in countries where there is civil unrest or violent conflicts. In addition, he also said that Facebook will review on how they can moderate content, on top of just simply leaving posts or eliminating it. He would like to figure out, as he said, quote unquote, in-between approaches. This in-between approaches that he speaks would be things like warning users about content while still leaving it up, as CNBC reports. However, he did say that he's worried that this could become a slippery slope as it can lead to, and I quote, editorialize on content we don't like even if it doesn't violate our policies, unquote. After this update, do you think Zuckerberg's response is good enough? Do you think Zuckerberg's concerns are legitimate ones? Let me know by sending me a message on Twitter at @Bane_tech. So for story number two, we have CES 2021 still happening in Las Vegas. According to the Consumer Technology Association, in short, CTA, they plan to have CES, which is a tech convention that happens every January. CES is one of the biggest conventions held in Vegas. According to The Verge, there were approximately 175,000 attendees last year. In addition, and I quote, the Las Vegas Convention Center, the primary venue where the event is held, is scheduled to complete a $980 million expansion just in time for next year's show, unquote. One thing to note, that in addition to providing an opportunity for people to see the latest in tech when it comes to TV, cars, prototypes of companies that they might be planning for the future or just concepts of what they might be thinking about. For example, that comes into mind is the Avatar car, the Sony car that was shown this year at CES, but also provides opportunities for meetings between retailers and manufacturers to happen. This is coming at a time that most companies are canceling their conferences. Something that comes to mind is also Blizzard's BlizzCon. That's also been canceled. However, the CTA is promising good health policies for their conference. The measures that the CTA are going to take are as follows, according to The Verge. I quote, plans to widen aisles and seats to increase distancing, limit touch points by using tech like mobile payments, and provide on-site health services. The CTA says it will look into doing temperature scans, and it plans to issue best practices like wearing masks, even though they didn't say if it was going to be required. At this point, there's no telling if it's a good idea or a bad one, since states across the country are starting to open up again. However, during this recording, the amount of cases are going up in 20 states so far. So we don't know. Might be looking like a bad idea, but only time will tell. Story number three, I have a Google Maps update for y'all. Google has introduced new features in Google Maps that will inform and keep people updated who are traveling and commuting on how COVID-19 is going to be impacting them. According to TechCrunch, it will be including, and I quote, travel restrictions, COVID-19 checkpoints, or even just the crowdedness of public transport. It's also adding features that will help those traveling to COVID-19 testing centers better understand the eligibility and facility guidelines, unquote. In addition, Google will display transit alerts from local agencies that will help users prepare for any government mandates that impact your ability to use public transport. According to TechCrunch, this update will be launching in Argentina, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Colombia, France, India, Mexico, Netherlands, Spain, Thailand, United Kingdom, and the US, with more countries coming soon as more transit information becomes available. Very glad that Google is doing this, so please update that app as soon as you can, and yeah, stay safe. All right, so you thought it was done, but it's not. I got a bonus story for y'all. All right, this story is about Apple maybe announcing their move to ARM processors. So there's been rumors about Apple is planning to move from Intel and making their own ARM-based CPUs for Macs, similar to what they did when they dropped Samsung in 2010 when developing their own processors for iPhones. Well, according to Mark Gurman and multiple sources, Apple might be announcing the move at the upcoming event, Worldwide Developers Conference, or WWDC, on June 22nd. According to Gurman, the project's code name is called Kalamata. The reason for the unveiling is to allow developers to have the time to adjust before Apple officially unveils any Macs for next year. Gurman also said that the processors will be based on the same technology to use to develop the iPhone and the iPad chips, the difference being that it will be running macOS instead of iOS or iPadOS. So that's pretty cool. I think this is honestly a good move to make just because look what Apple's been able to do with their A-series chips. They are bar none the best processor in the game out there, at least 2 years ahead of any other competition, and that would be Snapdragon. So they're just killing it in the processing game. So I can't only imagine what they would do if they could make their own processors for the Macs. They're not going to be at Intel's mercy there. So I think this is definitely a great move. But obviously, the first generation product for a Mac on an ARM-based computer, it's going to depend. It all depends on what, how quickly the developers can really make apps to transition to that. And see what other features Apple can introduce to make it more compelling for people to actually want to make that transition. So I'm really interested. So thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast. If you want to continue the conversation or have any suggestions or stories you think I should talk about, you can follow me on Twitter at @Vane_tech. Please review and share with friends and family who think will enjoy the podcast. Thank you and have a nice day.